Bible to a passage that we have already read previous to this service, Isaiah chapter 40. We're talking about renewing. It's time to renew. Everybody say, it's time to renew. Say that. It's time to renew. I don't know about you, but magazine and insurance companies are the best at reminding you about renewals. In fact, magazine subscriptions will remind you of your renewal a year before the renewal is supposed to take place. And insurance will remind you constantly. 6 months from now, you've got to renew. I know that. It's on my calendar. A club membership, they will remind you that you need to renew. It is time to renew spiritually. And the church said, it is time to renew spiritually. It's time to renew our mind. It's time to renew our relationship with Him. It's time, in fact, the scripture, especially in the Old Testament, the scripture tells us constantly of men and women of God who went back to special places and they renewed their covenant with the Lord. The scripture talks about that. In fact, Passover was a reminder of what God did for Israel, and it was to invoke a renewal of their commitment to Him. Now, for us, renewal has become a battle of the 21st century. That is the buzzword of our day. Renewable resources. Have you heard of those? We used to have one trash can, now we have 14. Yes, that's a little exaggerated. And sometimes I get confused about which trash can my trash is supposed to go in. You start to put it in one. No, don't put it in there. You put it in this one over here. This one's got a round place for you to put it in. This one has a square. This one has a triangle. This one has an octagon. Just put the trash in the trash can. When I was a little boy coming up in Virginia, we weren't concerned about the number of trash cans or places to put trash. We just didn't want you to put it on the road. So they would keep Virginia beautiful and don't throw trash outside the car. Now we don't do that. We have, can I just go ahead and say it? We have used masks laying all over the floors and all over the parking lots that have just really uglied places up. Let us move on to the next one. Renewable resources and renewable energy. We don't want to keep burning coal. We want to use the energy from the sun. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But it just seems like all the time that we make these changes to renewable sources, it's costing us more. Isn't that weird? There's a battle of stopping climate change. Temperatures changing on the planet. I'll just leave that one there to simmer. About the only time the temperature is going to change on the planet is God, when God redoes the earth with fervent heat. Are you listening? We've got folks that literally, I'm talking about Christians that are supposed to be spirit-filled, spirit-led, pray in tongues, shout in church, that believe what they have been told, that we are going to run out of oxygen on this planet. I want you to know my Heavenly Father has not stopped breathing. He is the source of the oxygen. We don't need to pollute what we breathe. But while we're concerned about the air, ladies and gentlemen, we pollute our bodies, and it's not always with cigarettes and alcohol. It's the junk we eat that is not good for us. Preach, Dr. B. We want to stop climate change, and now we're dealing with plagues. These are serious things. However, what we're talking about is a renewal of relationship with the Lord Jesus. The church has gotten lazy in its relationship with Jesus. Well, I can go to church whenever I want to, when I want to, how I want to, any way I want to. I pick it. And what amazes me are the folks that just really get into the Jews and Jewish tradition and Jewish law. Baby, on the Sabbath, you went to synagogue, period. If you didn't, Brother Priest would be coming around your house, knocking on your door. Why weren't you there? I want your tithe. Did you know that's what they did? They didn't visit to pray for you. They visited to collect the offering. Do you know what the deacons did in Acts? They didn't go around and just pray for the sick. They went around and collected the offering because you weren't at church. It's getting quiet in this Pentecostal church. Renewing relationship with the Lord means some very serious things. I want you to look at Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah is probably one of the most quoted prophets by the Lord Jesus of any. Isaiah is also probably one of the most applicable prophets of the Old Testament to us than any other. It's not that others aren't, it's just that Isaiah not only prophesied about the first coming of the Lord Jesus, but he prophesies about the second coming of the Lord Jesus. In Isaiah, when we hit about chapter 39, the scripture tells us that Israel is beginning to return. They have been in captivity for a while. They have gotten away from God, listen to this, and they had become lax in the way they went to synagogue, listen now, because of the places they had moved. They were influenced by the society around them, and they thought, I don't have to do that. I don't have to live that way. I don't have to do that thing. I mean, look, they're getting along better than I am. I'm not going to do that. Israel had allowed other things to come in and take the place of their relationship with God. That's why they were in captivity. Now I want you to watch this. They had been in captivity so long, and it had been hard on some of them that had tried to keep God's word no matter what. Say, keep God's word no matter what. It would have been easier to do it the way that it looked like it would be easy. And it would have been easy to say, I'm just tired of doing it God's way, and do it the way everybody else was doing it. And for that attitude, God allowed the enemy to come in and make them slaves. Whether you think slavery is right or not, God allowed Israel to go into slavery over and over and over and over. Daniel was a slave. Is everybody listening to me? But there's something about Isaiah 40 that's just different. It starts off verse 1, look at it in your Bible, Isaiah 40 verse 1. He says, comfort, comfort my people. What is he doing? He has already told them about their sin. Are you listening? You and I know what our sins are. Can I talk to you real basic Christianity just for a moment? There are two kinds of sins. How many of you know what they are? Two kinds of sin. Sin of commission, and what's the other? Sin of omission. One takes place before the other. When you begin to omit God's law in your life, you will begin to sin by doing things contrary to his law. God constantly says to Israel, have you forgotten what I've done? Have you forgotten what I said? The sin of omission is to forget what he says and to omit the things that he's told us to do. Jesus said, when you pray, when was the last time you did? Jesus said, when you fast, when was the last time you did? Jesus said, when you take care of the poor, when was the last time you did? He also said, when you go to my house, when was the last time? This is good, ladies and gentlemen. We have fallen into committing sins that nobody can see. Oh, it's easy to go, wow, did you see so-and-so? Oh, they have backslidden, they're doing this, and they're doing this, and doing this. But it's those things that people that have omitted in their lives that really nobody sees, because I'm not at your house. I don't know when you read his word. I don't know when you pray. I don't know, but we go to church. Wow, they didn't even have altar call. They didn't even have altar. Well, what are you concerned about it being a church when you don't have it at home? In fact, the altar in the Old Testament was not for everybody to go to. The altar was a place for the priest to go and offer sacrifice. Is this good? The sin of commission and the sin of omission has invaded the church. And when I talk about the church, I'm not talking about Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Church of God, Pentecostal, Holiness, Assemblies of God, Foursquare. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me. I am the church. The sin of omission. You know, I really need this money this week. God wouldn't mind if I didn't pay tithe this week. Or you know what I'll do is I'll give some this week and I'll catch it up next week. Did you know, according to the Old Testament, if you miss tithe, you pay 15% interest? Just checking to see if I smell the hide burning. Those are things but that doesn't apply to me. There you go, the sin of omission. That doesn't apply to me. But I don't think you need to do it like that. It doesn't make any difference what you and I think. It's what he said. Wow. So what have I learned about the history of Isaiah 40? God is saying, I know your sin, watch this, but I'm here to comfort you and bring you back to where you ought to be. He's not into beating you anymore. He says, why are you going to die? Why are you going to keep taking this? Just do what you're supposed to do. Wow. So the thing you need to understand about Isaiah 40 is that this chapter is saying that God cares about me. Say that. God cares about me. Say it again. God cares about me. He cares when you get ticked. He cares when you're unhappy. He cares when everything is going right. He cares when you have had it up to here. He cares when everybody in the world is getting on your nerves. He cares when you're going, I can't go another step. Anybody ever been there? He cares about you. He cares. Say that. He cares. He cares about you. Secondly, God is so powerful, Isaiah 40 says. In fact, half of the chapter talks about how powerful God is and how great He is. He is reminding you, you have no business omitting Him from your life. He is the most powerful force there is. He's so powerful and holy, He will not tolerate sin-tainted people. Wow. Did you know I have actually had the Lord stop me in my tracks and say, you missed it there, make it right now. Well, now He doesn't do that to me. Maybe He does and you don't listen to Him. Well, why wouldn't I hear Him? Your wife talks to you and you don't listen. Wife's famous last words, did you hear what I just said? And I thought, my God, my mama used to say that. What is the matter? God is so powerful and holy, He will not tolerate sin. He won't. Wow. Thirdly, God is so strong and He knows where you are. Oh, man. Would you read that with me? God is so strong and knows where I am. Say it again. God is so strong and knows where I am. What does that mean? He will come in and help me when I'm struggling. How do you know that? God wants to renew you. Read this with me. God wants to renew you with His strength. He knows you can't make it alone. Am I helping anybody? So let's talk about this. What does it mean for me and how do I apply this? Isaiah 40, look, verse 31. Look at what he says. Verse 30, let's read verse 30. Even, no. Let's do this. Let's go up to verse 27. We're just here to worship Him. So let's just read the Bible. Why do you say, instead of Jacob, put your name there. Why do you say, Borel, and complain. My way's hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Look at verse 28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. In other words, He doesn't get tired of helping you. Say that with me. He doesn't get tired of helping me. Say it again. He doesn't get tired of helping me. But you don't understand. I've really messed up in from time to time. He doesn't get tired of helping you. When we were over the holidays with the grandkids, if they fell, Nana and Day didn't have a problem running over and helping them. Yes, we ran over, and we wanted to be the first ones there. And the kids would let us. And they'd say, you don't have to do that. You don't have to spend all your time doing that. That's what I want to do. And we'd run over and pick them up. And I never got tired. It was a pleasure. And when that little Luke would turn up his face to Nana and open his mouth to get to get a kiss, you're going, I'll pick you up every second of the day and every hour of the day. I don't care. Did you know the Heavenly Father is that way towards you? He doesn't care. He will pick you up as many times as you need. Look at this. Verse 29, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings. I'll never get out of this, Pastor. I'll never be able. Yes, you will. Say, I will. I will. You will soar on wings like eagles. You will run and not grow weary, and you'll walk and not faint. What does it mean for me? It means God wants to comfort me. He doesn't want to condemn me. He's going to renew yourself in me. Wow. Comfort is not just saying it's going to be all right. Comfort is getting involved, and God will get involved with whatever you're going through. So what does it mean for me? It means that there is a requirement of personal assessment based on the Word of God. In other words, I have to take inventory. Where am I missing it? When things start going awry in our home, in our lives, we don't start checking on, I wonder what Ethan did to me. I wonder what Ethan said about me. I wonder what Russ Richardson, we don't start taking inventory that way. We start taking inventory right here. Father, have I missed something? Have I missed something? What have I missed? Say that with me. What have I missed? The sin of omission. What have I omitted? How can I straighten that? It's not everybody else's fault. What have I omitted? To renew means I have to assess my own life. Because remember the scripture that says it's the little foxes that spoil the vine? It's the little things that creep in. It's the little words. It's the little saying. It's the little omissions that cost you. Thirdly, how do I apply it? I got to put him first. People come to visit me. I love you, but I'm going to church. Yeah, but you're the pastor. No. I'm Christian. I'm Christian, not pastor, I'm Christian. Well, we don't think we'll go with you. We think we'll stay here, great. Refrigerator's full, cabinet's full, help yourself. I'll be back when I'm finished worshiping. Requires putting him first, 10 cents of every dollar, his. And when he tugs on my heart, you need to give seed into this. Then I do that, but I'm in covenant with him. Don't go to that place. Why? Yeah, everybody else is. No, not you. Because you're in covenant with me. Walk not in the ways of evil men. Turn from it and pass away. Don't even look at it. Did you see so-and-so? No, I'm not looking at that. And beware, ladies and gentlemen, because Hollywood is pushing in gay lifestyle on us on television. My wife and I were watching a program that we thought was going to be a good little program, and all of a sudden this woman runs in and grabs another woman, starts kissing her, and turn that. Yeah, but that's not being kind. No, I'm Christian first, at home, and at church. Yeah, but you can't be hard on him. I don't have to be. He is. It requires putting him first. Fourthly, How do I apply it? I've got to confess the things that are wrong in my life and stop looking at everybody else and going, well, they did and they did and they go to church and they do this and they, no. What do I know, he says? What do I know, he says? Do you know there are certain occupations in our country that to practice that occupation, you have to take more classes, no matter how long you've been doing it. You have to go back so many times a year. You have to get so many hours of study in to keep practicing what you're doing. Did you know that? Do you know why? They want to remind you of the basics. Is this helping anybody? So just remember this. Man. Sin will not enter there. And I don't know about you, but there are too many friends of mine that have not died of a virus, but they were just walking around, dropped dead of a heart attack. You don't have time to say, oh God, forgive me. You need to be ready all the time. I must be ready all the time. See, I'm not gonna stand before you. I'm gonna stand before him. So what does this mean for me? What does renewal mean? Let's go back. Let's remind ourselves. It means God wants to comfort me, not condemn me. Secondly, it means that I have to take a personal assessment based on the Word of God. Am I living according to His Word? Thirdly, am I putting Him first? Fourthly, I have to confess my sin and repent. Are you listening? I have to confess my sin and repent. What does repent mean? It means I have to renew my thinking. I have to change my mind about this thing. I just have to change it. Father, I failed. I missed you. I repent by changing from this day forward. This is where I'm going. I'm going to do what you said. Fifthly, write this down. Don't forget it. What does it mean for me? It means he will make me new if I submit to the renewal process. Renewal is a process. Nobody's shouting, but I am teaching so good this morning. Renewal is a process. Let's take, for example, Shaq, the great basketball player. You could not put Shaq O'Neal on the court and have him play a full game. He's out of shape. It'd kill him. There's some talent he may have, but if you don't stay in shape and continue to practice, you're going to lose some of the edge. Am I right? You lose the edge. So to get back in shape to do it would require what? He makes some lifestyle changes. And he starts getting back in the gym, and he starts getting back on the court, and he gets back into things like he used to be. Some of us as Christians have let stuff slide, and it's become, well, I can just watch it on TV, and as long as I hear it and get it. No, you have to practice what you hear. I submit to the renewal process. In closing, I want to read to you Come with us, Bianna. A couple of young men sent me a new song they've written. And I wept as I heard it because it goes exactly with this. I don't know if you've been through tough times personally or not, but I have. I don't know if you've ever been through tough times to where you curled up on the floor before God and said, "What in the world is going on?" You ever done that? But when God makes you new, when He renews you, He doesn't just patch things up. You are new. Listen to these words. I've heard stories told by my memories of a man who was broken and alone. But for the life of me, so far as I can see, I now can't find the connection to that pain and rejection. When the mirror tries to render an old image of a thousand tears I've cried, I just have to smile and say, "It must have been a while. I don't recognize that man. He's not God, who God says I am." The chorus says, "I remember what the darkness felt like. I might recall giving in to 'Why me?' And the image of a broken, dying soul may have semblance of familiarity. I may remember, but barely." And the bridge says, "I can't identify with songs of being broken. And my life now versus then can't be compared." This is what God does. There are no cracks or scars or any wounds left open. See, Mr. Yesterday, I've not just been repaired, I'm new. The chorus says, "I can't remember what the darkness felt like. I faintly hear the selfish echoes of 'Why me?' And the image of a broken, dying soul doesn't look like what Jesus has made me." He's now saying, "I can't remember, not even barely." And the song ends with this phrase, "The truth will make you free. The truth will make you free." Are you ready to submit to the renewal process? It means you're going to have to get some things in line. That's what it's always meant for me. But I'm tired of doing what everybody else wants me to do. I'm not. I'm only doing what He wants. That is not for everybody else. It is for me. I want you to stand. Heavenly Father, today, as we pray together, may we be able to say the words the author and the musicians of this song said. When the renewal process is over, I can't identify with songs of being broken. My life now versus then can't be compared. Because when you're finished, Father, there are no cracks or scars or wounds left open. And we can say to yesterday, sir, I've not just been repaired, I am new. I am new. That, Father, is renewal. Father, wherever they're standing in this house, whatever they're going through, let everybody in this house know that all you want to do is comfort them. You care about them. Moms, dads, brothers, sisters, sons, daughters, as this renewal process starts, we first come into your throne room. As Jack Hayford wrote, we can bring our dirty laundry into the throne room and he will make it clean. Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that we will be obedient to Matthew 16, 24 and 25. That if we're going to follow Jesus, we have to deny ourselves. Bring ourselves in line with your will. Not for everybody else, but for us and the relationship with you. Because unless we do that, we will be lost. And we will never be whole again until we submit to the renewal process of self-denial. As Paul said in Romans 7, the things I would do, I can't do because Jesus lives in me. I thank you, Father, for helping us today. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed, no one is looking around, please, no one. Pastor, I want to submit to the renewal process today in Jesus' name. Just slip up your hand. I'm going to submit to the renewal process. Yes. Yes. I'm raising my hand. I submit to the renewal process in the name of Jesus. Just slip up your hand. I submit to his renewal process. Father, you've seen these hands, and I thank you for their commitment to the process. Those who did not raise their hand, Heavenly Father, I commit them to you. May they somewhere, somehow see how important this is. In the name of Jesus Christ, that 2022 can be the year of renew. Or it can mean what the number 22 means in Scripture: destruction, war, chaos, trouble, we choose to submit to the renewal process. Heavenly Father, I come against the spirit of rebellion, which is as the spirit of witchcraft. I bind that spirit and I render it ineffective in the name of Jesus Christ. Did you hear me, Spirit? I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said, Amen.
Thank you for joining our service today. If you'd like to donate, we have many ways for you to give. You can text Zion and the amount to 73256, visit us online at zionca.org, or send by mail to Zion Christian Assembly, 258 Beartooth Parkway, Suite 130, Dawsonville, Georgia 30534. For more resources and information on our church, visit zionca.org.